This is Across the Strains Media Podcast.
We simply misjudged the market.
That's right. We watched Deep Rising this week on The Movie Gap, the podcast that has you scream. Welcome to The Movie Gap. I am your host, Chase Austin, and as always, the squirrely little guy with a mustache who is sometimes the good guy, sometimes the bad guy. You never know, especially if it's directed by the same person, because they were also in The Mummy. It is Bryce Perkins.
What's up, everybody? Glad to be here. I just got done listening to Creed's 1999 post-grunge butt rock masterpiece, Human Clay. And I'm ready to rock, baby. So let's get going. And in the wise words of Creed, are you ready? let's just say I've got my arms wide open, baby. Let's go. Okay. Well, how we doing, people? Let's go.
I got to tell you right now, my arms are so wide open.
Okay.
For one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh, shit.
First time, and honestly, we say this a lot.
But really? For real this time?
This will be the fan favorite guest.
The ultimate fan favorite guest. Yeah, I can feel it.
Mr. Jordan Coleman, welcome to the show.
Wow. The fan favorite guest?
The ultimate. Now, wow. Listen, we do say it every time someone new comes on. We do say it every time. But listen, this time is for real. This time, it means the most.
We've had Ed. We've had Scott.
We've had Miguel.
All three of those, except for Scott, because he's like a giant old man, we went to high school with.
Okay.
Oh, right. We did not go to high school with Scott. Gotcha. That's true.
They didn't even have high schools back then.
No, they didn't. Nope. He went to the School of Hard Knocks by just watching old Three Stooges episodes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye.
Good guy.
But anyway. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know. This is our second season. We've officially started our third season. It is our almost sixth year.
Right.
Nice. Congratulations to y'all.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
Keeping it going. Yeah.
Thank you.
We have tens of listeners.
Right.
Hey, that's all you need. That's an intimate group.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And you know what the best part is? None of them are my family. Very few of them are me.
Right. Very few.
We have like three in Iceland.
Yeah, right.
So I think that they are learning how to speak English
through the movie.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Iceland is beautiful.
One of them is, I was able to confirm, actually Bjork. As she is one of the few citizens that actually lives there, you know. Yeah, because I think Iceland is a population of about 10. Yeah. So
okay. The whole city of Iceland.
Jordan.
The whole city of Iceland, yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to get right into it because I know you got a heart out, and as one of my podcast and comedy heroes always says, if you got a heart out, you know what I got?
A hard on. There we go.
There you go. I was going to say a soft in, but yeah,
hard. Yeah, on. Right.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's why you're a better improviser than me.
Yeah.
You go
for the other one.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. So, Jordan, typically I'm going to throw this question to Bryce first.
Okay.
But because Bryce has never seen the movie and you had, When we were talking earlier this week and we were getting you on the show, this was the one that you were just like, let's do Deep Rising. So what is it about this movie that made you want to cover this on this podcast?
Oh, man. How much time you got, dude? It's a GD classic. It's a monster movie. It's a heist movie. It's comedic. It's got way too many villains. And Famke Janssen is just there. I don't know why she's even in this movie, but she's
having fun. I'll tell you why. Because Jordan, what is her name in the movie?
Trillian St. James.
the best name for you know, it's a good name.
Yeah. I watched this. So I saw this movie back, you know, back in the heyday of, you know, cable television.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it was edited, right? But like, that's the only way I was allowed to watch R-rated movies anyway, is that if they were edited and my parents didn't know I was watching them.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I hadn't seen this in a while. And I was just like, in fact, I was texting you last night when I was watching it. I was like, fuck, this movie rules.
It's so good, man.
Now, my wife kind of agreed.
Really?
But one of her favorite things was every time Famke Janssen came on, she came up with a new name for her.
Yeah.
So it was nice. Trillian St. James.
Uh-huh.
Billions Von Gunz. Million.
Nice.
Vanderbeek. Just like continuously.
That's fun. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And I like that they try to like get away with making it seem like a real name just by spelling it with an A.
Yeah,
Julianne. Right. Julianne.
Yeah.
All right.
Your fake name sounds so fake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am thrilled to talk about this movie.
Yes.
So let's get right into it. Now, here's the big thing.
Uh-huh.
Bryce, you had never seen this movie before, right?
That's correct.
As is per...
The
whole point of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What did you know about this movie going into it? Obviously, I know that
you're pretty much nothing.
All right.
Good. I knew that Jordan Coleman was a super fan of it. That's what I knew about this movie.
All right. So, Jordan, if you want to rebut this, I will give you the chance. But this is what we call the newbie synopsis.
Right.
All right. So, Bryce.
Uh-huh.
This is the very first time you've ever seen this movie.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's go back in time.
Yeah.
You're walking through the aisles of Blockbuster, movie gallery.
Would have been Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video. Yeah. I know that.
Hollywood Video.
The real off-brand guy.
Off Mason Road.
Yeah. Or if you were me, it was Kroger's.
Yeah, the Kroger's bin. Nice. The Kroger's 50, bins.
The 50-cent bin.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Now, you're walking through, you're trying to pick out that movie for Friday night. Now, obviously, this one was rated R.
Uh-huh.
And we little babies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you pick it up, you see Deep Rising on the front.
Uh-huh. I make sure make sure my dad's not watching because I don't want to get in trouble for reading a rated R movie.
Oh, yeah. But you turn it over.
Yeah.
On the back of the box.
Yeah.
It says this synopsis, you have 1 minute, go.
The men and women on boats, lots of them. One of the boats is huge and is a cruise liner. The other boat is a rinky-dink, illegal-looking thing that looks like it should be allowed on no waters whatsoever. And sure enough, it is transporting some very highly illegal objects. Torpedoes much? Okay, possibly Chinese. We don't know. And next thing you know, something hits the big cruise liner and and shit goes down on the other boat at the same time, but you don't realize that they're sort of related. And then and then as the other boat finds the cruise liner broken down, they go to check it out, and then they find it's like a ghost ship for a second, and they're like, what happened here, what's going on? Oh, and then they're like, oh, they thought it was sinking, and so everyone left, but then they find out, oh wait, no, there's piles and piles of dead bodies here. Okay,
and that's time.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why Chinese torpedoes are so funny to me.
You know,
it makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna be the name of my next album.
Jordan, would you like a pass at giving us the one? You'll have 1 minute on the clock.
Okay, I'll try.
Now, remind you, what you just heard from Bryce is exactly what he read from the back of the box, and he has 1 minute to say it. Now, this is somebody who has had all week to think about that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Didn't think about it until now. So are you ready?
But, yeah.
1 minute on the back of the box. Okay. Give me the synopsis. Go.
Two boats, bunch of people, Chinese torpedoes, maybe. This guy bought a big old boat and he decided, man, this boat's too expensive. I'm not making money with it. I'm gonna blow it up and rob all these people. But monsters had different plans. Treat Williams kind of looks like Kurt Russell, but he's not. The one dude, Simon, what's his name? Simon, I forgot his real name. And the dude from the Mummy movies in the future. Also, Famke Janssen is here. Explosions, water, monsters, blood, maybe. Come check it out. Deep Rising. You'll love it, bitch.
Nice.
Not only was it so much better than yours.
Okay.
He never said,
Yeah.
I do love that all of the back of the boxes that you read say, and dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Jordan, that was amazing.
Huh? Yeah, that was beautiful. I like Chinese torpedoes. Maybe.
Blood. Maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be the name of my next album is Chinese Torpedoes. Maybe.
Guys, the tagline of this movie on the poster is just full scream ahead. Nice, right? Not bad.
Like full scream ahead. Okay, that's good. Also I like says, what they did there.
Also says, from the, and in quotations on the poster, from the special effects team who made Total Recall and Star Wars.
What? Seriously? It says all that?
Why we do that?
I don't know.
It says, but does it have the quotes?
It has the quotes on it.
Well, I guess they got to quote the title.
Yeah, because it's technically, the title. And also, it was the special effects team is Lucasfilms.
Of this movie?
ILM. Yeah, ILM.
Really?
You got to remember, this movie was 1998.
This was before, this was just before Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Before the stars were really at war.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we learned how the stars became at war.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, before you know? We learned it was all racism.
And midichlorians.
More racism.
Yeah,
okay.
But,
Amatoidarian.
All right, so this movie, this movie fucking rocks.
Yeah.
I would say that this movie is, in a nutshell, Predator on a boat.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Should be the log line.
Predator on a boat.
Predator on a boat. Literally 11 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean, but it also has it. All right. So I don't know. Let me throw it to Bryce.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're going to start us off with what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Since you're the one who had never seen it before.
Sure.
I got a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
And I know Jordan does.
Okay.
So Jordan, I'm going
to
allow you
I got too many things to say.
I'm going
to
allow you to jump in at any point. You can always interrupt Bryce.
Love it.
All right, Bryce.
Uh-huh.
We start. What's going on?
Okay. So we got two boats. Okay. One of them looks like... No, I'm just kidding. All right. So the... you know, okay. Going into watching this movie, I was like, oh no, I'm going to hate this movie because I hate of the one genre that I like the least about movies is probably late 90s action, you know, adventure, whatever. I like The Mummy and everything, but like your Triple X's and stuff like that, or like mm-hmm. you know, like that kind of stuff, like I get like really bored very easily with those. So I was worried. Yes. I was very worried that's what was going to happen with this one. But as I was watching, I started to sort of get charmed by it. There's a certain charm about this movie.
There is, yeah.
I don't know if it's because, like, what you were saying, it's like you got Treat being bootleg Kurt Russell, and there's, like, just something a little off. Like, all the things that, like, you expect to be, you know, a certain way are just slightly different in, like, the best way, but then they still use, yeah. they still use all of the tropes, dude. Every fucking trope that you could find in an action movie is
whether it works or not.
God, dude, it's packed into this movie, and it yes. ends up being a lot of fun, especially once when they start showing the monsters. Mm-hmm. Now at first it was giving it the Jaws effect, right?
Yeah.
Where you're not seeing the monster
really,
and you're
really
only
does yeah. use like that's why I like calling it like Predator on a boat.
Yeah.
But it's using all of these action films and all of these monster films
yeah.
in the right way, where by the time you see the monster, you're like, let me see the fucking monster.
Well, so that's yeah. the thing.
Gotta see that hoe.
The only thing, though, is that I wish they would have waited a little bit longer, like maybe until just the very end to show the monster, because what they were doing without showing the monster was dope as hell and like was really effective yeah. and really working for suspense and stuff for me. And then, you know, showing so much of it with the CG and stuff, it did cheapen it a little bit.
When you do see it.
Yeah.
About halfway through here and there, and it's puppetry.
Yeah.
Like there is some mm-hmm. puppetry to it.
Yeah, sure. And
like, that's mm-hmm. when it works.
Okay, but the
once
main
once it becomes.
But I was saying all this to say the main thing I want to talk about first is how horny Mamouli was. Okay, that guy.
Dude, yes. I think, and I've never said this. He liked girls too much.
Way too much, man. Guy. One of my notes literally was, "Damn, Mamouli needs to chill, man. Like Mamouli needs a fucking ice bath right now. Like, ain't that water cold
I wrote
enough?"
The same thing. he looked at the pictures of naked women for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And even what are you looking at?
Yeah.
The very first thing he said. First of all, he's looking at it too long already.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then people are like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Looking at my ex-wives."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said something real horny.
By the way, we know people are already dead.
Yeah, I know, right?
And like,
yeah, yeah.
You are yeah. the one in charge of this mission.
Yeah. Well, like, he wasn't in charge.
Well, he was like,
one of the side guys, but
well,
yeah,
one of the guys.
Like, he was gonna, if he didn't get eaten, he was gonna steal the money from somebody else.
Well, they had all the as far what Jordan mentioned in his newbie synopsis, he said got way too many bad guys in this. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the tropes, man. They hit every trope of every bad guy possible. You had the suave British guy, you had the horny guy, you had the fucking Australian, you know, rugged guy.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. had the hard ass like leader guy.
This was my wife's favorite thing. And she made me write it down so that I could tell you.
Uh-huh.
Dollar Tree Colin Farrell.
Yeah, oh my
yes!
God, dude!
Yes, dude!
Yes!
Dude, yes. That is hilarious, man. Because right before
he
we
was
started...
was in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
He was
Shit! Dude, he was Kano!
Every single one of these guys has been in stuff.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. Mm. That's okay.
I think the most successful two are Jaimin Hansu and Cliff Curtis, Mamouli.
Yes. Well,
oh, right. Yeah. Yeah,
Treat Williams did a bunch. I mean, he ended up being on Everwood.
Okay. Yeah.
So he went CW. He has passed away since then.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He got in a accident. Some drunk driver hit him and his like head came off.
Shit.
Yeah. No,
what?
It's up.
What?
Yeah.
His head came off?
Yeah.
Holy
like, he got, like,
shit.
He got like dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was like big news. Jesus. This was like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, geez.
More than
oh,
that, man. But yeah.
Damn, dude. I was not expecting you to say that his head came
like
off.
It, but I feel like saying somebody's head came off is like the way of saying they got decapitated.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well.
It's the sweetest way to say it.
I don't like saying decapitated because when you say decapitated, you think like real smooth. When their head comes off.
Yeah. But that I do also sound so smooth. But I do also see what Jordan is saying, where it's like well, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you're telling the kid what happened, and you're like, well, what happened to Uncle Tree?
Exactly.
Well, sweetie, his head came off. He can't be here anymore.
Well, see, this is how my parents would tell me like not to do things, is that they would like break it down that deep, where like if you push your brother down the stairs, he will break his neck, and then his skin will pop open.
Yeah, they give you the
all of his blood scary. Will come out everywhere.
Yeah, they give so you the I scary always like version. To make it
as yeah. Don't use big words. Use little words that are very violent.
Head fell off.
Makes sense.
That can happen. Yeah. Yes, it did. Yes, it can. Yes, it can, sweetie.
And that's why you always leave a note.
Stupid, bro. That's good. It's fucking cornballers.
It was to the point for me in this movie where I didn't know if the characters knew what was going on.
Oh, they clearly don't.
Yeah, man.
Because in the map in O'Connell's or O'Connor Flanagan, I'm sorry, and in his the map says they're going to an island. Going to that island, then they run into the boat, then the dude on his boat acts confused as to why there's a ship, and I'm like, wait, do y'all know what you're doing? Then the rich man and the head bad guy act like they don't know each other. I'm like, bro, what is going on?
There's a lot of plot twists. Who knows the plan? So like the head bad guy is we don't really know who the head bad guy is because there's too many of them.
Right.
Yes. Treat Williams, he's just a boat for hire. And he understands, I got a boat that can also carry bombs.
Right.
And he knows about the bombs.
He didn't know about the bombs.
Until Flanagan went. He didn't know about torpedoes at first.
Flanagan went and snooped.
Yeah, but he did know that his boat could carry bombs. Like, you don't have a boat that could carry bombs and not know that your boat can carry bombs.
Well, that was probably the first thing he asked when he went to the boat store, is like, can this thing carry bombs? And they were like, of course.
And he was thought they were talking jugs.
Right.
Like big old titties.
Just titties though, not women.
just the titties. Yeah. He was going to find this island to deliver
titties.
Implants.
Chinese implants.
It was the only thing they didn't have.
Yeah.
Chinese implants? Maybe.
Yeah. So, but maybe. they cover, this is one of those things that is just that tight script writing. And but it's so tight and so fast that at this point in time, we're used to 45 minutes going by before we even get to the other boat. This movie, they tell you every little thing about every person on that boat. Same thing like Predator.
Yeah.
The only difference is that there's going to be more twists. But like, they tell you that they're going to this island. They tell you which guys are good, which guys are the nerd, which guys are the good guys. Which
guys are the nerd.
Yep.
But, you know, and then like the nerd is with the like attractive...
Korean lady.
Yeah, Korean lady.
Yeah.
Which I was
who she died so fast, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
I was surprised. By that. I thought she was about to be a way bigger character than that. You know?
Yeah. Also,
I was just going to say, because they had established that they were boyfriend and girlfriend and everything, and they just kill her like it was nothing.
Even like not knowing, because I hadn't seen this movie like other than on TNT, and I was like, you know, I bet there's a sex scene. I bet these two have sex.
And there wasn't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she didn't even wait. No, go ahead. Sorry.
She didn't even die in like a fun way.
I know. It was just quick like that.
The other Asian lady, the first one that we see die, gets sucked through the toilet.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. And you see the blood spray up. Yeah.
You don't see.
Yeah.
That was their answer to Psycho.
I mean, you can't trust that cruise liner food, you know?
Exactly.
Been there.
Also, I was like, what is she welding? Like when she was welding.
Yeah, when she was down at the bottom. Yeah.
Are you putting something over the hole and then welding it? Are you just welding pieces off? What are you doing?
Also, also the entire movie, everyone is knee deep in water.
Yeah.
And they are never doing anything to put anything on holes that is not way above their head. Nope. So like she's like welding things while knee deep in water. It's like there's a window where the water is currently coming in.
Yeah.
Get out of the water. Stop welding that pipe. The boat is sinking.
Yeah.
Boat. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, man, I don't, there's a, I don't know. What else? I mean, what are some of your like favorite parts of this movie, Jordan?
Oh, wait, I'm not even 15 minutes into the movie because one of my favorite things of any film is the Chekhov's gun, or as as I tend to refer to it as the Chekhov's whatever, or as my wife refers to it, before I could say it, she goes, that's Schrodinger's whatever.
Schrodinger's,
Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Chekhov's gun has now become Schrodinger's giant bombs on the bottom of this boat.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, honey, you are learning how to watch movies.
Yeah. Because, you can't just, like, establish that at the beginning that you have a boat full of torpedoes and not have them go off.
And then
exactly.
Like, if you didn't know already, Pantucci or whatever, the one who's also in The Mummy, that plays like the little bad guy in The Mummy.
Yeah.
He leans over and goes, they armed all the bombs.
Yeah. Flanagan. That's Flanagan.
No, it's Kevin O'Connor is the guy.
Yeah.
But Joey Pantucci.
Joey Pantucci.
Oh, Pantucci. Hey, which one is Flanagan? Hey.
Finnegan is Treat Williams.
He's Finnegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finnegan, yeah.
Yeah, Pantucci, that was his name. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, I just loved, like, they're like, before we even get to the boat, like the main Titanic boat, which is the Agathon or something. What was it? It's
the Argonautica.
Argonautica.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb. I heard it when I rewatched it. I'm like, oh, that's a dumb name.
Well, that's also a fucking choice right there.
They're like, we've read Jason and the Argonauts.
Right.
So we're going to take Argo and add Titanic to it. Argonautica. Two of the most famous boats that went down.
Dude, I think like quickly in the movie, like you said, first 15 minutes, I love how we established what kind of guys this group of dudes were.
Yes.
Yeah.
They let you know quickly because they beat the shit out of Joey Pantucci real fast.
Oh, so
fast. Oh, yeah. Just looking at their stuff.
Well, even just like
when they didn't stop.
And everybody has one line that says, I'm the crazy one. Oh, yeah? Right. Well, I'm even the crazier one. Oh, yeah, but I'm the crazier one of this other ethnicity.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the one that's I'm the one that's crazy, but I got a level head, too.
See, it's proto...
Exactly, yeah.
It's proto Fast and the Furious dialogue is what it is, because that's what watching Fast and the Furious is to me now. And every single one of those movies is literally just them one-upping each other with every fucking line. Yeah, and that's all the lines are. That's what these guys were doing, but about 6 years before Fast and the Furious came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
When was the first one?
Well, the first one was 2001, but
okay, at that point, 2 years.
It wasn't what...
Yeah, it wasn't what... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was another 10 years.
So they were doing that stuff. I mean, really, this movie was ahead of its time in a way, in many ways, and could be inspiration for a lot of things that we don't realize. I mean, all the plot twists.
I'm telling you, it's Predator.
Yeah.
It's the Predator.
But it came out after Predator, though, so it wouldn't have inspired Predator, so that doesn't exactly work. But
Predator does a better job of it, and this is just like a Xerox of Predator.
A Xerox?
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, what if we take Titanic, the biggest movie of last year, and make it about an alien, and also add in the fact that it's not an alien, it's underwater, because it's Titanic.
Right. And then
it's Poseidon Adventure-y. Like, the only thing they missed are boobs.
Yeah,
I know there was no boobs.
Well, there was pictures of the
boobs. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, if there was any more boobs, then Mamouli, he might have just turned into a whole different movie.
Too much,
too much for Mamouli to handle, man. There was a line that he said, like, after he saw the things, like, after he said, like, I was just looking at my wives, there was a line where they did a wide shot, and you just hear Mamouli yell something about, like, fucking somebody or something like that. There was some, I forget what it was, but, man, it had me fucking laughing, dude. That's when I was like, God damn, Mamouli, you need to chill, man. Like, come on, man. Don't you realize you are about to die? Enough already. Enough. Man, so
speaking and they, of, at the beginning, they were gonna leave him on the boat with the Korean lady, and immediately I'm like, no, don't do that, please don't. She won't be safe.
Oh my God, he said, I haven't done Korea yet, right to her face, man. Yes. Remember that line, man? We should have started with that line, bro.
This is what I'm telling you.
I'm cool.
Every guy had their line. That's bad guy, but it's this type of bad guy.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm the horny one. I'm the one
that's overzealous virgin.
Oh man,
was Mamouli.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd never seen a woman naked before.
Right.
He had never, in real life.
But love to talk about how he has. You know,
right. Exactly.
It's all fronting. Exactly. All fronting.
But they were all like, oh yeah, but I bet they go to school in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Like you met him in scout.
Yeah, for sure. They're all supermodels. We get it, bro. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh dude, man.
So how about I thought that like those shots where they would, and they did it a couple times, right, where they would reveal a room full of just dead mutilated bodies.
Yeah.
That shit was dope, man. That shit worked
like a feeding ground.
God, dude. Well,
and then they talk about it later, especially the way that the movie opens.
Yeah.
With like just that dialogue about like what we don't know in the
right.
It's like,
right.
You thought Alien was scary.
Yeah.
We live on the planet with these aliens.
Yeah, right.
You know? And then
no.
Yeah. And then isn't it Anthony Held, the captain, the one that turns out to be the other bad guy that's like helping them rob the whole thing or whatever? Mm-hmm. He's the one who's like
Canton or whatever.
When they're this big, and then they eat a golf ball, and then they're that big, and they eat this.
Dude, yeah.
And so it's like telling you more, and it's after
the Atoya.
We've already seen like the dead bodies in the thing with all the blood everywhere. We're like, what is that? And I even told my wife, I was like, it poops out its mouth. This thing poops out its mouth.
Yeah,
it's throwing it up. It's like a. You know, a very simple organism.
Oh, man.
And speaking of that, that's why it's so angry.
It was, yeah. And then when you see, what's his name, the first time when they shoot the beast in the, like, the tentacle,
and
the dude falls out.
Yeah, and Billy, his head is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was gnarly, man.
That was crazy.
In fact, I'm looking at IMDb right now, and his IMDb picture is just him with half of
his really? It's like
from
that?
This movie.
Man, and see, you know
what? Hell yeah.
And what did that look like? Gus Fring at the end of so I'm saying, man, this movie might be one of those like forgotten but ultimately like super important movies to ever be made.
Oh, for
that
sure.
We don't realize is having that kind of like when some bands are like, oh yeah, well my favorite band is actually these guys that you never heard of before, and you're like, oh really? That's what this movie is to other movies. I'm thinking
now.
That's my theory. You know,
the guy
that
played
that.
That played Billy. His next movie was Creepy Morgue Guy from Blade.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of bodies and dead things and
really
who
was that? He got typecast
as like
Billy,
the guy that you could put half a face on.
Right.
Oh man, I think honestly that may be my favorite scene when it's just so breaking everything down. We find out how much the boat costs, why he's doing what he's doing, and like all their theories and stuff. Then we see Billy. That's a great scene to me, man.
Yeah,
they lay out all of it.
And you know what, man, for it being like you know, like sort of a cheesy thriller action movie, you know, everything checks out. Like it's written, the plot checks out, you know, as tropey as they make it, the plot all checks out. It's a kind of a neat way to get those vagabonds on that ship together, and then you find out that was going to be happening anyway, and you and then you go, oh shit, I mean it's pretty cleverly
and
done.
Even
I like
at that
it.
Point, even with the way that Billy looks and like the what you see of the tentacles, like we're still getting some like puppetry in there,
sure,
you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, the special effects on this hold up.
Didn't I like even with everything that goes on, To your point, Bryce, everything that they have in this, they find a way to tie it up to toward the end. You're like, okay,
yeah,
no, I get it. I buy it. Nothing out of place.
Yeah. Yeah. And which was a pleasant surprise. It was another one of those things where I was like, you know what, man, this, like, halfway through it, I was like, man, I really thought I wasn't going to like this, but I sat there, found myself being like, this kind of fucking slaps. Like, I'm kind of fucking enjoying the shit out of myself watching this movie.
It's movies like this that make me love movies.
Yeah.
And I know that you hate movies.
I know. I hate movies, dude.
Especially when they don't have that suspension of disbelief.
Yes. Thing. It's hard for me to do.
But like with this one, I was like, I think he's going to like it.
Yeah, I did. And it was it towed that line so just perfectly to where it was like, you know what? This is actually a lot of fun. Things actually make sense. Motivations are there. Treat is a cool little like dollar store, you know, a hero guy.
Yeah.
Like, all right, give it to, I'm in. I'm all in on this, you know, and I can have fun with this. Okay, cool. You know, it was great.
Dude.
Yeah. No, so thank you, Jordan. For picking this one, man.
Thank y'all for watching it, man. I love this movie.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I have this movie on DVD.
There you go, man. Do you have it on DVD, Chase? That's what I fucking thought. That's what I fucking thought, dude. That's why.
You're a fraud.
Yeah, you.
I am a fraud.
Yeah, you call yourself the connoisseur. Okay, really? This is why me and Jordan are going to start our own side podcast called The Real Connoisseur.
Oh, wait, are we telling him? We're telling him now?
Oh, shit. Okay, my bad, Jordan. Well, fuck, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool.
I knew I was going to get too excited, man.
Can I be a guest in season three?
I don't think so. maybe in season three. Yeah, maybe in season three.
We already got a contract with Nike and stuff, and we don't want to ruin that. Yeah.
I know.
But thanks for all your help.
Yeah, we really appreciate you getting us going and off the ground.
I should never have been a Skechers man. Nike might would have let me be on this podcast.
That's the thing. That's exactly the thing, man. They go through your whole purchase history. You got one Skechers purchase on there.
Well, you know, I have flat feet. I cannot deal with the Nike arch. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know, it's important that you admit that. It's important that you admit it. Okay. That's the first step. Yeah. First step, Chase.
Honestly.
Yeah. The first step. Actually, that's our slogan. That's our slogan.
Nike. It works. That is the slogan.
Yeah, that's Nike, the real connoisseur, is the first step.
We need to jump off the Nike bandwagon, start our own podcast with our own shoe brand that starts.
Okay.
We're the first step.
Okay, you know what? That's
the first step.
This is actually pretty convincing. You're convincing me, Chase. I don't know about you, Jordan, but I think we could do that.
We could probably bring him on board.
Okay, all right.
He's got ideas.
Got ideas.
We'll call it Kitty Hawk.
Okay, you're out. You're out after that one.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
No, because like the first step into flight was the Kitty Hawk.
Interesting.
Wait, so that was the name of the plane?
Yeah.
Really?
For the Wright
Kitty
Brothers?
Hawk?
Yeah. They were real, real into...
The Wright Brothers. Why didn't they call it the Key Bump Hawk?
Because that's what it was called back then. You never did the Kitty Hawk back in the day?
Yeah, we're doing the Kitty Hawk, baby. Yeah, hello,
can you imagine? Can you imagine
if
there was a shoe that was like, you want to fly? Don't be Michael Jordan. And it's just like, instead of his, like the Air logo, it's just like the picture of the Wright Brothers plane on the side of your shoe.
It's a picture of the Wright Brothers with the key up to their nose. You see their elbow in the air. Take flight with the Wright Brothers. Anyway, oh boy. Okay, so we were talking about Deep Rising, I believe. Yes. I think that's what we were talking about.
That's all what right. was going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Do we have anything else to say about this movie before we start to wrap it up?
And wrap it up for Jordan here. Oh, yeah, Jordan, yeah. Let's not keep you
I got like 5:10. No worries.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Okay,
we can get a good wrap up. Yeah.
Okay. I guess, yeah, Jordan, is there anything like in particular that we haven't hit on this movie that you for sure like wanted to get out that you loved about it or anything like that?
Man, I just love about this movie that no matter what you say about it, it's true. Like, this is a bad movie. Yep. This is a great movie. Yeah, it is. This movie had too much this. It does. Not enough that. Yep, that too. Like, it's the perfect movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's a great, like, Saturday. Like, I'm a big fan of movies you can watch, like, on Saturday afternoon. Popcorn, whatever. Like,
UPN.
It's the greatest that. So, I put it in the category with Critters. Tremors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all of those, dude. I love Vampire in Brooklyn. I love all those kind of movies.
Ooh, it is. Yeah. This is kind of like Tremors, but in the water.
Yeah,
you know, like worms.
It's got that
Jaws. Stuff.
It's got that.
Yeah, Tremors, right.
Especially when the before we've seen it.
And yeah, and
it,
you like, just see them like moving around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this
that's movie, such a great way to put it, Jordan. That's yeah. fucking awesome.
Thanks, man. So the director of this movie, who also wrote it, he ended up directing The Mummy, The Mummy Returns, Van Helsing.
Yeah, he had a terrible career.
All of these movies are like terrible in the way that you're like, he's so close.
Man, but I love The Mummy though.
Every one of those movies though, you watch it now and you're like, well, The Mummy's great.
The Mummy Returns. Come on.
The Mummy Returns is 100% just, I think that he was like, how do I do The Mummy Returns? Oh, I'll just do the plot of Diablo 2.
Okay. Which I haven't played.
Yeah, you should.
It's like that? Okay.
It's fucking phenomenal. But yeah, it is the same thing, right? But he couldn't get work,
Uh-huh.
Wrote The Adventures of Huck Finn.
Uh-huh.
Got to direct that. Then he got to direct the Jungle Book one, and then he had written this movie, and it was when he wrote it, it was originally called Tentacles.
Okay,
which makes a lot of sense. And then he was like, "Oh, I got to make it smarter." And then he went into like the Jason and the Argonauts thing.
Okay, yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh yeah," and then like, Deep Rising, that comes from this like poem from. Cthulhu.
Yeah.
That racist
H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah, Lovecraft. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but
Lovecraft. Okay.
But like if you watch Van Helsing, like Van Helsing is pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
But you're also
very fun. I love that movie.
I wish it was shot better. Just like this. Like there is too much, and I don't know if it's him or if it's the fact that he doesn't have like the coverage that he needs, and then somebody else cut it together. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a lot of things where it's like a gun is over there, and then somebody kicks the gun to the person, but they kick it off to the wrong side of the screen, and the other person picks it up, and like that gun was covered in goo, and now it's not. Like,
yeah,
it's those things that like, you know, Cameron and some of the better versions of this movies make it where you're just like, this movie's perfect.
Yeah.
But
you're
right. This movie is super, super fucking fun.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gets talked about enough.
No, not at all. No, I didn't realize it was the same guy that did The Mummy though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which
makes sense sense for Pantucci being in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I say his career was terrible jokingly. I love The Mummies and I love Van Helsing. Van Helsing, the only thing I think it's a little too long. But everything in that movie, all the monsters, all that stuff, it's a good time, man.
Oh, Frankenstein. It's a very good time. Or Frankenstein's creature or whatever they call him in that is much fun. I mean, the most fun since Peter Boyle did it.
See, I haven't seen that one, so maybe Jordan.
And Igor in that movie was played by Benny from The Mummy, who's in this one as well.
Oh, shit.
Joey Pantucci.
Pantucci, huh?
Yeah. Good for him.
Oh, man, I know, right?
Good residuals, baby.
Shit. So, yeah, Pantucci
is
one of
the... Pantucci is his name in this movie.
Right.
Kevin J. O'Connor.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
But he will always be...
He'll always be Pantucci to me.
Joey Other Pants to us.
Other Pants, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Jordan, if we have you back, or if you want to come back, I should say, because of course we'll have you. We can do a Van Helsing or something, because I haven't seen that one.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
We got to do some really good ones.
And, yes, I would love that.
I'm also looking into doing some live events. I'm talking with some of our friends over at Comic Cave and doing like a live commentary or even a, you know, old TNT Joe Bob Briggs style.
Uh-huh.
We watch part of the movie and pause it and talk.
That's not bad.
That would be really dope.
It's about streaming it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Streaming it or it, recording it. Yeah, doing things like that. And like Jordan, you would be such a perfect guest for that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, let me know when and where, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, real quick, let's go. We're not going to do a reboot recast on this one because it's already rebooted, recasted by versions of
many other movies. Yeah.
So let's go. What we usually do, Jordan, is we get a rating blank out of 10. Jordan, I mean, Bryce, why don't you give him the example for your first time rating?
Okay. So I would say, so it's like out of 10 somethings from the movie, right? So like what I would say is I'll go out of 10 partially digested bodies. I give this movie, I give this one a solid 7 partially digested bodies, which for me means that I liked it. So,
okay. So wow, just looking at the list of things that were higher rated than this the week it came out, you've given some of them lower.
Really?
Yeah. All right, Jordan, go ahead.
Man, in honor and awe of Treat Williams,
yeah,
who is very good at yelling with a straight face.
yeah.
I will give this 10 out of 10 straight face yells.
Oh,
as there a it movie. Is.
You yeah, got a 10 out yeah, of 10.
I love it. 10 nice. Out of 10. I love this movie.
Hell yeah. I like that straight face yells. That's so true, man. He is so good at just holding that face while he's, you know, while he's like going as hard as possible.
Yeah,
right. His face never changes.
Yeah.
And that is why he is such like the Kmart version
of Kurt Russell.
Kurt
Russell. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I don't normally give a rating to a movie I've already seen, but I have to.
Yeah. In the spirit of things.
Oh, yeah. You got to, man.
So out of 10, 10 seconds too long of watching someone look at old porno while it's on a wall and everyone's dying around them and they're like up to their knees in water.
Yeah.
I will give this one an 8.5.
8.5.
10 seconds That's too good. Long shots of somebody looking yeah. at old porn on the...
I think
old like wrinkly pictures.
Of yeah, them. Right.
Like somebody had balled them up and then tried to
flatten
them
out. Yeah. It's also the South China Sea and the water's getting in there. You know that salt right. is going to get up on it. And
sure.
there's humidity. Oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah. like I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that's humidity. Called? That's called realism.
Hey. And
that's
and
that is
if this movie epitomizes anything, it's realism. Okay,
the attention to detail on that glued pieces of old porn.
Yeah,
it gets it.
Hell yeah,
the art department fact, got you know that right.
Yeah,
bumping it up to a 9.
Okay.
Ooh, damn. All right,
there you go.
Okay, the realism.
Ooh, wait, yep. And just the name Trillian St. James, 9.5.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. 9.5.
Wow. There you go.
I can't give it a 10 because it's not Tremors or Predator, but
right.
it's real close.
Tremors right. and Predator are hard to beat. They're hard to beat.
Yep.
All right. So, real quick before we let you go, do you have 3 minutes mm-hmm. left?
Okay. Yeah, I got 3 minutes.
All right. We're going to run down the top, or we're going to do the numbers, first of all.
Uh-huh.
So, for this movie, the budget was $45 million.
Damn.
Now, this came out in 1998. It was released in January, the end of January, okay. January 30th.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, it's opening weekend. What do you think it made? Who wants to go first?
Jordan, you want to do the honors?
Yeah, man. I'll say opening weekend.
Opening yeah. weekend.
$1.7 million.
Okay.
You know, that's a pretty good guess. I'm going to guess maybe it did a little bit more. I'm going to say $6.7 million.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know which one to give this
to. Oh, is it right in between that?
He chose poorly.
I think I'm going to take it away from both of you.
Oh, okay.
Because it was $4.7 million. So not quite as much as you.
Wow.
Way more than that, right?
Wow.
I'm glad it did more. Honestly, yeah. I'm very glad.
All right. Now, on a on a $45 million budget, was its... First of all, did not get a worldwide gross.
Of course.
Right? Like, I don't even have that because it just says that it didn't.
Uh-huh.
So what was its domestic U.S. and Canada gross? It made 4.7 opening weekend.
Okay. Jordan, you want to give it a shot?
Actually, I cheated earlier and I looked at this.
Oh, you do know this?
I think it was like $11 million.
All right, I'm going to be a smart man and say $11 million.
Wait, if he said it was around 11, you want to go...
I think it's around... Oh, yeah, you can get more accurate.
You want to go 10.999 or do you want to go 11.1? No,
all right, I'll give it a little bit more. I'll say it made $111 million.
Oh. He chose poorly.
Dang it made $11,203,000.
Whoa. $11.2. Okay. Wow.
All right, now.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's a sequel. So
yeah,
somebody
direct to DVD.
Well, you know what that is. Okay. That's a loss leader for the movie studio.
I'm pretty sure that one was probably shot in Bulgravia.
Yeah, that's a tax write off for them.
Bowl of Gravia.
Yeah. The bowl. Directed by UA Bowl.
Yeah.
By the way, we should do like a whole series with Jordan about UA Bowl movies. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, man. He is famous for doing really, really bad adaptations of video games that nobody ever wanted to see made into a movie. And they're like straight to DVD, and they are almost all done in the middle of nowhere, Eastern Europe. And like, it's all a tax write-off, and some of them are wildly good in a terrible, terrible way. He did like Blood Rain. He did a couple of The House of the Dead. House of the Dead, House of the Dead 2. He did two movies, Postal and Postal 2. Both based on video games about just going nuts as a
going postal.
Service. Yeah.
Is this part of Canon Films? Okay.
No, it's his own thing. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, I'd get into those.
No, they're worth it. All right. So, real quick, we're just going to run through the top five. Yeah. Let's see if you could guess. So this is January of 1998. Sorry.
Okay.
The number one movie is in its seventh week. And at this point, I'm just going to give you a hint. At this point, it has made $308 million. So what would have come out 6 weeks prior to this that might be one of the biggest movies of all time?
Oh, the Titanic.
It may or may not also be on a boat.
The Titanic.
There you go. Titanic. Okay.
Yeah. Great Expectations is number two, which
interesting.
Did not do that well. Number three, which we have not done on the podcast because you've seen it.
Uh-huh.
But.
Austin Powers.
No.
Oh.
It's not a comedy.
Uh-huh.
But it does
cover. Purple Rain.
What?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain from 1998. Mm-hmm.
It was remastered.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have to refresh. Jordan's right.
Oh, shit. Fucking A. How about that?
Bryce, mm-hmm. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah. Mork and Mindy the movie.
There it is. Mork and Mindy the movie.
How do you like them apples?
Goodwill Hunting. Number four, in its second. Oh, and this is a movie that I don't think you've seen. Uh-huh. And Jordan, if you haven't seen this movie, we have to do it.
Okay.
One of the biggest bands in the world at this time made a movie where Meatloaf was their driver.
What the fuck?
The driver of their bus.
Oh. What?
Girl Power.
Spice World.
Spice World.
Oh, shit.
I've seen Spice World too many times.
I have seen it.
First of all, you bite your tongue. You can never see that movie too many times.
I saw that as a kid for sure.
It's only Saturday.
The little Gucci dress. The little Gucci dress. Or a little Gucci dress. Alan Cummings is so good in that.
Fucking A. I didn't realize Meatloaf was in that.
Yeah. Meatloaf a Day plays their bus driver.
Was his name Robert Paulson?
Hell yeah. No.
Well, his name was Robert Paulson.
Yeah. His name was
Robert. Next year.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Not yet. This is 98.
Not yet.
Next year.
Not yet, but next year. 1999 was a big year for movies, I'm realizing.
Yeah, 1999 was awesome.
You had Matrix, fucking Fight Club, fucking Star Wars, fucking... Yeah.
Another Meatloaf classic, Fight Club.
Yep.
His name was Robert Paulson.
His name was Robert Paulson. All right, was that the top five?
Then we get into blop, blop, blop. Deep Rising comes in at 8.
Really? It was top 10?
Yeah, it was.
Bro, it ain't bad.
Hey, you know?
It ain't bad. Hey, it made most of its money that weekend.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, all right. Well, that wraps it up for us over here.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, do you have anything you would like to plug at all?
No, man, I'm just living. You can look at my Instagram on thejordanrcoleman.com, .com, at thejordanrcoleman if you want. You can watch Monster High on Nickelodeon if you want to watch that. And that's about it.
Awesome.
Are you doing any improv or anything in the area?
Yeah, I'm at Comedy Sports. I do stuff there. And I don't know, I'll bounce around town and do some other stuff. Yeah, you can check me out. I'll be around town.
Nice. Awesome. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, follow you on Instagram. It was at Jordan Coleman, right?
At the Jordan R. Coleman.
At the Jordan R. Coleman on Instagram. So follow him there, just like us at the Movie Gap on all the platforms. And also come see us this Memorial Day weekend at Comic Palooza once again.
Yes.
We'll be doing a live, and I'm willing to announce the actual movie.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know
what it is. Yeah.
It is Back to the Future Part 3.
No.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Are you serious? That's what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, because of the new announcement?
Yeah, because of the new announcement this last week.
Wow.
Both Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd will be in attendance, as well as, I already forgot his name, but he played
John Cena.
Yes, John Cena.
Well, he will be there, though.
Yeah. No, but the one who played the principal in all of the movies.
Oh,
in the third one.
Yeah.
But he will also be in attendance. So we're going to do Back to the Future Part 3, because I know you haven't seen that one yet.
I have not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I haven't either, man.
Oh, well, shit.
You might buy a ticket to Comic Palooza, and then maybe we'll let you on stage.
I might do it.
Just maybe.
No, in fact, if you buy a ticket, Jordan, you're more than welcome to come join us on stage. But I don't have enough press passes for you.
No worries, man. No worries. I'm just happy y'all are doing a show at Comic Palooza. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our sixth year with them.
Sixth? Nice. Fifth, maybe.
Fifth, but then, because of the
COVID. Yeah. And we didn't do it our first year, but we did our second year. No, we did
do it our first year.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. But anyway, it was...
And then also, I just want to say before we go, and then I just want to say, I teased that I would reveal where you and I had met before.
Oh, yeah.
On air.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I'm nervous. It was at... You remember this place, Pleasures? You remember that? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. It was at our mutual friend Miguel Sanchez's bachelor party.
Dude, yes!
And I don't think we said more than what's up to each other because we had just met. We had a good old time at that hanging out with Miguel and helping him bring that in. So. That was a small world.
And then you and I sat next to each other at the actual wedding, and my wife always remembers you as, "Oh, Jordan, you mean the one that smells so good?" I was like, "Yes, Jordan. I do have to tell you this. I always." Mm-hmm. Ever since she has said that, I have always been like, I have to smell better than Jordan Coleman. And I've never gotten there. I'm doing better. Yeah. I'm doing better.
Right, right. Hey, but, man. I'll never get there. That's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
But, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and it's always a pleasure to work with you.
Really, thank you for having me.
Really proud of seeing you on TV and commercials and stuff like that, and I'm really happy that you're doing all of that.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
I work with Ed.
You deserve it. You're so good.
I work with Ed now because I took Miguel's spot where they were working together when Miguel left. And so every now and then we'll see you on a commercial when we're eating lunch or whatever, and it'll be like, that's our buddy Jordan. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Jordan. He's like, yeah, that's him. I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking cool. Yeah, so that's like so congrats on all that, man, and fucking
thank you.
Keep it up, man.
And everybody should watch Snake Oil on Hulu so that gets over a second season.
There you go.
We can see that'd more Jordan.
I would love it.
Hell yeah.
The show, not the biggest fan of, but I do love watching Jordan on it because your stuff is funny.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
all of the,
that.
All of the weird little like fake commercials are so very Tim and Eric style. Weird.
Oh shit! Really?
It's worth it. Okay. It is so good. It's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. And who doesn't love David Spade?
Oh, is he in that?
He's the host. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So anyway, well, thank you so much, Jordan, for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank y'all, fellas.
Yeah. Absolutely. We will definitely have you back on soon.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. Well, you have a great day. And as always, wait, we do have to reboot recast. If you were to reboot recast one thing, it would be the monster.
Okay, but I mean, like, there's so many options. Well, I can't.
Well, all right.
There's so many people that could play that. You have Dan Schneider. You got. You got Greg Peck.
Yeah, but we want it to be somebody that we can like really
believe. Or Brian Peck or whatever his name was.
We don't want it to be mocap. We don't want it to be you know, full on puppetry. It's got to be somebody in a suit that can work the puppets but also give you that believability.
Yeah.
There's only one person.
Oh, I know. Haley Joel Osment now. Nom in space.
Thanks for listening to The Movie Gap on the Cross the Streams Media Network.